This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. I hope you're having a beautiful warming up, a little bit more daylight to your Sunday. It's a Sunday morning now, but I know that we've been through some different weather so far this year. I was just talking before the show with my great co-host, Mr. Tony Shore, and talking about the weather patterns we've had here in Michigan, and what a crazy, crazy winter. No snow at all, warm for November, December. We got drilled in, for about a week or two there. I think the kids have been out of school more this year so far than they've been in school with all their snow days and ice days. And then we talk, about the weather around the country. And Tony and I were talking about his weather over there in Minneapolis and, what he has. And even you were saying, Tony, that this is not a normal winter for you guys either.
Not at all. Not even close. And we haven't gotten any snow. My lawn is green. I can see my lawn. There's literally no snow. I can't see any snow anywhere.
We have most of our yards still have a little bit on them, but not a lot. But, we got quite a bit. We got, depending on where we are here in Michigan, anywhere from probably 8 to 12 or 15 inches in a storm just before you and I jumped on planes and went down to that Elite Advisor Conference out in Nashville. And, so that's crazy. We've had more snow here in mid-Michigan than you've had
a lot
over there in the tundra.
They've had more snow in Nashville than we've had in Minnesota, at least in the Twin Cities area. I mean, there are spots in Minnesota that got hit like you did, but the Twin Cities, the middle of the state, nothing. Hardly anything this year. And the temps unseasonably warm right now. I mean, January and February are the coldest months always in Minnesota. We're always in the negatives. I think it's 36 today. Everything's melted. Wow. It's muddy out. And it never gets above freezing in January, February. I mean, hardly ever. This has hardly ever happened.
They call us the Great Lakes State over here, but they call you, Land of the Lakes or something because you have so many hundreds of thousands of inland lakes or whatever the number is.
We do.
And ice fishing over there is huge because, it's usually sub-zero, and they actually have little houses out on the lakes where it's
we drive out onto the lakes. Yeah.
It's actually full houses out there. And this year,
driving around on the lakes. Yeah.
we do a little bit of that here in Michigan.
Our editor and producer, Mitch Heil, has been out on the lakes ice fishing. There are some lakes in Minnesota. They're thick enough now because we had a string of cold weather, the cold snap there, the polar vortex. But I wouldn't go out on a lake myself right now in Minnesota, especially southern Minnesota. But I was home in Worthington, Minnesota, visiting my parents, and I saw cars out on that lake, and I read every year about a car going in down there, and I'm like, or a truck, and I'm like, why would you risk that?
Well, I don't understand why they don't learn. We have the same problems here, Tony. We see it in the paper all the time where a snowmobile or a four-wheeler or a trucker car goes through the ice, and I look at my wife and my kids, and I think, there is no fish worth it to me.
Right.
If I need to get a fish dinner, there's a great restaurant up in Sanford. I'll go grab a perch or a walleye dinner up there.
Yeah, but catching it's half the fun. Mitchell explained to you why. I think a lot of people get it,
but again, is it worth your life, Tony? Is it worth putting your vehicle through the ice?
No, obviously not.
Not for me.
But if you have a small light fish house and you walk out there, that's not so bad. But I have no problem with people ice fishing. It's just when I see a truck driving out there, I'm like,
Well, and I love ice fishing. That's for sure. I take my boy Carson, and we love it. But this year, it's just been tough to find number one time with all the activities and everything we have going on. But the ice just to me hasn't been safe enough, especially when you see the vehicles out there. That really concerns me because we haven't had it that cold either.
Yeah, you and me both. Normally, Minnesota, that's no problem, especially December, January, and February. Those are our three coldest months, but January and February are outrageously cold, and sometimes even March, but not this year. Odd weather. We're talking about odd weather on the show. We'll get to the finances. But speaking of finances, I have to ask you, we have to talk about, you and I were at this huge financial conference in Nashville. And just a week and a half ago, we were there having some fun and learning about what's going on out there. A lot of great speakers. And really, you and a few hundred of some of the top financial advisors in the country got together out there. I think there were 500 people there. I was there. And it was fun hanging out with you. We saw, we went to the Justin Moore concert, and they had, just for the advisors, a pretty, put on a private show. He's got some, he's got a couple of big number one hits in the country world. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time. I mean, the concert was awesome. And like you say, there was, I think there was just over 500 people total. That included like spouses and family.
Sure.
Advisor wise, you're right. I think it was the top 250 advisors across the country through, yep, through Gradient Investments. And that's quite an amazing accomplishment. It's something we're very proud of here at our office, to say that, you know, for the last probably 15 years or so, we've been in that top of the top advisors across the country. And we get invited year after year to all these top advisor forums, and they're amazing. I mean, when you go to those and you're with some of the top masterminds and some of the best of the best advisors, fiduciary advisors, and so to be able to bump shoulders with them and pick their brain, and we all share. We have mastermind groups, breakout sessions we attend, and during those days, you know, when we're not hanging out with Justin Moore at his private concert, Tony, that was awesome. But during the day, we actually do a lot of networking and masterminding together, and, you know, listening to other advisors all across the country, where they've had their successes and where they've struggled and how they've been able to help families, you know, improve their financial positions in great times and in not so good times. And it was just awesome. Always, yeah, amazing to come away from those with just page after page after page of notes and ideas that we can bring home here to the office and help implement with my team, so that then we can even better serve all the families that we're able to serve, whether it be through the radio show, the classes we put on a monthly basis, our seminars, the books, whatever it might be. Always awesome to have that experience.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's great. And I know that you impart what's worked for you with other advisors. You hear from them what's going on. And they have these keynote speakers like Brian Belsky and all these really some of the top financial minds in the country talking about where we're headed. Experts in the field of tax related accounts like IRAs and things like that. So there was a lot to talk about and a lot of changes coming down the pike, you know, in 2024. And I know that you get updated so you're able to better serve your clients. And we can talk about some of those things on the show. But just being in Nashville, for our listeners who haven't been to Nashville, you got to go. I mean, that Country Music Hall of Fame, it's excellent. It's so much fun. And we stayed in the hotel that was attached to that. I'll be honest, I'm not that into country music, and I really enjoyed it. I used to live in Nashville, so I hung out there. I stayed a few extra days, but it was great seeing you there, and we had so much fun. And just everything we learned, I mean, the award ceremony was great. I thought, did I do okay? I hosted that. I wore kind of a loud jacket. I wore the most obnoxious jacket I could find. It's covered with like tiki images. It was a country and Western theme, a cowboy theme, but I wore a tiki sport coat.
Yeah, you're right. For our listeners out there, his description of that and pictures could not do it justice. I believe I do have a picture of it though. So if anyone would like to see this non-country tiki jacket, neon colors that Tony was wearing, he was the MC that night for our awards ceremony. It was an awesome dinner, a great ceremony. Tony, you did a great job. But I was going to comment on your outfit one more time, that when it's a country theme like that, Tony, and you wore something, I don't know, bohemian or what it was, but it sure wasn't a normal country theme. You stole the show as far as getting attention, if that's what you were shooting for, my man.
Attention is usually my goal, yeah.
You drew all the attention in the house that night. So.
I just wanted to make people smile and laugh. That was my goal.
Oh, we
that
were all
night.
Laughing at you for yeah. sure. We said we were laughing with you, but I mean, that jacket,
it's,
I just...
Yeah, it's more at me at that point. I get it.
I question if your wife lets you dress yourself and go out in public like that all the time, or was that just a one time?
No, she said you can wear that down there when I'm not around.
I'm sure she did.
If she had been with me, I would not have been able to wear it on stage. Oh, I'll tell you that.
Stuff.
She would not have been present if I showed up in that jacket, that's for sure. But it was a good time. I really enjoyed it, and we got to see some of the top. Yeah, they had top country songwriters. I mean, the entertainment aspect of it was good. I mean, most of it's business meetings and financial, but they worked in some fun too. I love Nashville. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, so I hit the Johnny Cash Museum, which is great. That's right downtown. And I know we went out to some of the, you know, the honky tonk bars to see some of the live music downtown there. That was a lot of fun too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's like you say, Nashville is such an awesome experience. Whether you're a country music fan or not, it's a heck of an experience. Yeah. And there's a heck of a lot of history there.
There is.
Yes, there's from the countryside, but just overall from the talent of some of those musicians and songwriters. And
yeah,
it is an awesome town, great experience. And as you mentioned, talk about crazy weather across the country.
Oh.
You know, flights and everything were kind of crazy getting into Nashville
that
week.
Hard.
And my wife and I were delayed, and we missed flights in Chicago. We ended up flying to Memphis, renting a car in Memphis to drive the 3.5-4 hours to Nashville.
Oh, I didn't realize you had driven from Memphis.
Oh, yeah,
I knew you.
We got all sidetracked and squirreled around. And
I knew you had delays. I didn't realize you had to fly to Memphis and rent a car.
Yeah, we rented a car, and so we're driving. We finally got into the hotel maybe 1:30 in the morning there on the evening when we were supposed to be into Nashville about noon that day. But as we were driving from Memphis to Nashville in the rental car, I looked down at the dash and I told my wife, I said, Amy, look at the temperature. It was -1 degrees
yeah.
at 11 o'clock at night in Memphis, between Memphis and Nashville. And then she got on her phone in the passenger seat next to me and she looked back home. It was 10 degrees back home. So it was like 11 degrees colder in Nashville, yeah. Tennessee, 2 weeks ago than it was here in Michigan.
And it typically does not get that cold in Tennessee, especially Memphis, which is south of Nashville.
That's
crazy.
Right, yep.
Now, we're going to take a quick break here, Jason, before we jump into our financial topic. We're going to talk about some of the financial things that were talked about at the conference and what our listeners need to know. But first, let's give away some more copies of your book. And Empower Your Retirement is the name of the book. Plan for the best, prepare for the worst. Jason, you wrote this book and it is fantastic. Listeners, the next 10 callers will get a copy of the book. All you have to do is call 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. Or you can visit the website and contact us that way. Set up a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation. Just go to GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And that website again, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Also, stay tuned because when we come back, Jason will fill you in on some very important facts. We may have to talk football. Unfortunately, we have to talk about the Detroit Lions today a little bit on the show, but I promise you, we'll work in some financial analogies that Jason has for us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. And Jason, great show. So far today, we just talked about, we've avoided the financial topic, given you listeners, setting you up for some great information, talking about the weather, our trip to Nashville to a big financial conference. And the reason they have these is really so everybody can get on the same page to best help their clients, because things change and we need to look at that 2024 forecast. But speaking of the last year and forecasting football, I and you, and I'm sure most of our listeners out there are were rooting for the Detroit Lions to win the whole thing this year. I thought this was the year. The Lions played great football all year, and I had every confidence that they would win. I don't gamble, but if I did, I'm glad I don't, because I would have put all my money on Detroit to beat the 49ers, and especially after the first half, right?
Yeah, well, I knew you weren't going to let me go this whole show without bringing that up and talking about it, Tony.
Sorry.
Let's remind our listeners, before we go in, Tony is from Minnesota. He's a diehard Vikings fan.
I am.
Lives and bleeds for the purple.
Yep.
So we can remind Tony of you know, history this year of the Vikings and the Lions games if he'd like us to. But
I don't want Tony, that at all. Yeah.
So Tony, you did bring up, you know, as we're recording this show, here we are recording on Monday, the day after the Lions just played San Francisco last night. And that's, you know, my voice is a little bit rough this morning because Carson and I, my boy Carson and I were yelling at the TV for the first half. We're screaming excitement and joy and we're going to the Super Bowl. And it was the greatest experience ever. And then all of a sudden, here comes the second half. And obviously 49ers went in and made some changes. Lions,
you kept yelling,
we're yelling at the receivers to keep catching the ball, and we're yelling at our defensive backs to catch those balls that could have been interceptions, and we're yelling at our running back not to fumble it, and we're yelling at our defenders to wrap up and tackle and don't let those guys just run
and
away.
And maybe
from
the
you.
Refs too and, for and not calling.
We may have yelled at the refs a time or two, and some people questioned the coaching calls. And so there was a lot involved there. But, Tony, what an awesome, amazing experience for this season. And this was a great talk I had with my boy Carson last night.
It was a great season for Detroit. And I just wish the game had gone the other way. I do. And even that's coming from a diehard Vikings fan. I wanted to see the Detroit. I mean, if the Vikings can't win a Super Bowl, let's at least get the Detroit Lions. I think they deserved it this year. It just didn't happen.
No, it just didn't. And what a heck of a season, though. What an awesome. I mean, what Coach Campbell has done with this team in the last 2-3 years.
Team.
And the team is amazing, and they're having fun, and they're pulling together in the city and the state and everything. Even I think a lot of the U.S. is rallying behind the Lions. And it was a great conversation I had with my son, Carson, last night, and again on the way to school this morning. A great learning experience. And, you know, him and I were very fortunate. 2 weeks ago, we actually went to the game last Sunday after I got home from Nashville. Then him and I went to the game down at Ford Field. And so that was awesome. That was last week's game. It was awesome. It was amazing.
Great game. Yeah.
Oh, just a surreal experience. I mean, once in a lifetime. So
fortunate to get to go to that game and with your son. That's awesome.
Yeah, what an experience. And so, you know, we had kind of a good talk last night and this morning. I said, okay, Carson, you remember how awesome this season has been? And remember how exciting it's been? We're down in Detroit at the game at Ford Field, and it's just electric. And everything is, we're all in euphoria, and we won the game, and we're moving on. And then last night, you know, we're in the game, and halfway through, we're up at halftime, we're all feeling very comfortable, very confident, life is good. And then the second quarter comes out and throws us some curveballs we can't handle, some drop passes, some fumbles, things that just didn't go our way. And at the end of the game, I'm going to say the best team didn't win. And that was the conversation I had with my son was, you know, sometimes as good as things are, things don't quite go your way, but what a heck of an experience and what a learning opportunity. And so that's what I told him. I said, so do you want to burn your Lions jersey now? Because we didn't win the game. We're not going to Super Bowl. It is now the time to throw everything away. Just throw the whole season away. Forget all those memories. Forget all that awesome electric euphoria. And forget what we have today still, even though we didn't win. At the end of the day, it's just a game. Winning's not everything. But for the Lions to win and go to the Super Bowl, it is very disappointing. However, I also kind of relate that to finances, Tony, and comes sometimes the stock market and how it's performed over the last maybe 5 to 10 years and how it might perform this year or moving forward. And again, it's like, you know, geez, do we burn our jerseys? No, I don't think so. We can be upset. But what a great time, especially for the Lions now, to step back, reflect upon all the awesomeness, reflect upon all the achievements, all the success. And then really get down to it and say, okay, let's review and say, where did we make mistakes or where could we have done things differently? What number one, what's in our control? Those are the things we need to focus on. The things that are out of our control, like maybe the calls from the refs and what, you know, those are out of our control. We can't do anything about that. So let's focus and work on the things that are under control. So hopefully next season they can have just as successful, if not one more game of success in the season. And I kind of relate that to how we help families with their portfolios and finances as well, Tony.
Well, yeah, and I think what you bring up, and we talked about this before the show, is the analogy, you know, the Lions lost, you know, on Sunday. And
you don't have to remind us, but thank you, Tony.
not by much. You came within four of winning it, going to the Super Bowl, came within four.
Yep,
but like you said, you told your son, this doesn't mean we throw away all our Detroit gear, and you don't stop rooting for the team. You don't throw away your Detroit jerseys that you wear and your Detroit Lions cap and shirts that you got. And just like in 2022 was kind of like the Lions Sunday for investors. 2022 was kind of like Sunday for the Lions. A big loss. 2022 was a big financial loss for a lot of people. But that doesn't mean you get emotional and sell off everything you've got in the market, right? Isn't that the lesson here?
Yeah, and I think, you know, 2022 is a recent year, but really if we look back, you know, if we look back to the early 2000s, 2000, 2001, yep. 2002, then we look at 2008, 2009, the great financial crisis. Then we look at the year of COVID and early of 2020, the market crashed. And some people did make, unfortunately, drastic, irrational decisions. They sold out of everything when COVID hit and the market was going down. And then what did market do the second half part of the year? It skyrocketed. The S&P 500 and most indexes actually ended up very positive after a very dismal February, March, April. And so, yeah, that's where you got to really step back and say, wait a minute, are we making rational decisions with our money? And are these decisions based on concrete, not just evidence, but concrete dynamics and financials? And you know, one of them that we look at this year is obviously we have an election coming up, Tony. And
yeah.
It's you know, we don't want to forget about that. That was some of the big talks we had, probably from two of the greatest speakers I've ever heard in my life. As you mentioned, we get to listen to some of these speakers talk at these conventions we go to. And down in Nashville at that convention, we got to hear some of the biggest masterminds across the country and maybe even the world. And Brian Belsky is just an amazing wealth of knowledge. And I've seen him probably a half a dozen times or more speak now at those conferences. And when it's around an election year, he says the same thing. He doesn't waver, Tony. And the biggest thing is we cannot let politics or politicians control or determine our financial destiny, our financial lives. The stock market and the companies that drive the stock market do at the end of the day. And I have charts upon charts upon charts and graphs that he shared. But at the end of the day, the stock market and these companies that drive the market do not really care if it's Republican, Democrat, male, female, black, white. None of that really at the end of the day matters. They just need to know these companies that drive the market, you know, and they need to know what direction are they heading for the next 4 years. And so then they build business models for those 4 years to say, okay, here's what we're going to do for the next 4 years based on the control of our country, based on which party's in control. But, and that's one thing that we just, as I was telling my boy, hey, Carson, now that the Lions lost, do we ditch it and become Vikings fans? No, that's the last thing Tony we wanted to hear.
Hey, nothing wrong with becoming a Vikings fan.
No, there's not. Kirk Cousins is our man. He's a Michigan State product.
Yeah, he's a great guy, a good person. Yeah,
he's a great person, great athlete,
sure.
Phenomenal quarterback. Of course he is. He went to Michigan State, yeah. Tony. Come on. Sparty
Vikings
on.
Might have given you a run for your money had Kirk not gone out.
Oh,
actually, I think you would have beat us anyway, but because you guys had a year, that's for sure. You were great. But but seriously, like Brian Belsky, who is the chief investment strategist and the head of BMO, a capital investment firm, investment bank. And he really knows his stuff. I mean, he is. Every time I turn on CNBC or Fox Business News, Bloomberg News, they go to him. Like, what's the 2024 outlook? What do you see happening? And so You know, what about REITs? I mean, CNBC has him on there talking about REITs, has them talking about the 2024 outlook. He's the go-to guy, and you've gotten to have one-on-one time with him, talk to him, see him speak at these events. I think that's fantastic. Now, listeners, if you want to gain some of this knowledge, it is easy. All you have to do, be one of the next 10 callers. We're going to send you a copy of Jason's book, which is Empower Your Retirement, Plan for the Best, Prepare for the Worst. It's a financial guidebook, and we're giving away more copies. So just call 989-835-7203. That number is 989-835-7203. Or go to GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com, and there is a contact form there. Fill that out. Somebody will get a hold of you, get your information. But when you call or go to the website and fill out that form and they give you a call back, make sure you tell them you heard about it on the radio show, on the podcast, and that's how you get the complimentary copy of your book. We'll send it to you. There's no charge. There's no obligation. There's no shipping. There's no catch. We just want to get you a copy of that book. And if you'd like some great financial advice, set up a consultation with Jason and his team. All you have to do, once again, is call 989-835-7203. And we've got more on this topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. Jason, talking about some wisdom that Brian Belsky was imparting on all of us, talking about the outlook for 2024. And would you say Brian was optimistic or pessimistic on or was he hedging his bets when it comes to finances in 2024 in the markets?
Well, there's a lot of different topics we talked about out there, especially with Brian Belsky and some of the other masterminds in the industry, and some of those highly sought after financial analysts. And Brian was just one of them that we got to hear speak. Overall, I would say the tone was, for the whole week, was primarily optimistic. Very optimistic, I think, especially in light of when you cut through a lot of the garbage, or excuse my French, but crap that's going on out there. You know, we got this border war issue. We got this drug war issue. We got the Russia-Ukraine. I mean, they've got a presidential election coming. There's so much going on that what they do a great job of doing is cut through all that crap and break it down to what drives the markets. Because your money's in the market. Your money's not in all that other stuff. That other stuff could have some form of play. But their point was, you know, that the stock market that most of our money's invested in at some level is the stock market. Stock market is made up of companies, businesses, and those companies and businesses are not driven by politics or politicians or a certain party.
It's true.
Because politicians come and go, parties change every 4 or 8 years. But the stock market's always there. Those companies are always there. And generally, through time, whether it's Republican or Democrat controlled Congress or you know, the United States, the market goes up. Yes, there's always downs, but the market historically always goes up. There's a lot of charts they show us and look at, and whether it's a Republican or a Democrat presidency or control of power, since the early 30s, the market goes up 7 out of 10 years, 73% of the time, the market goes up, no matter who's in office.
Right.
And so that's very powerful to think about. Wait a minute, how does the market always go up? We thought, oh, geez, if a Republican or a Democrat or if he or she... All that stuff's irrelevant, Tony. You cut through all the garbage and you narrow it down to the stock market is driven by companies and the company's financials, profits and losses, and how they can grow their business and grow in the industry. And Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. And so, you know, you really break it down to the fundamentals of these companies and these corporations. And so I think most of the environment and rhetoric and talk down there from Brian Belsky and all the other analysts was very optimistic and very positive that these companies and these markets are doing a wonderful thing as far as growth and doing that without having to worry about what's going on this November with a presidential election coming.
Yeah.
When you have a diversified portfolio and a managed portfolio, you should be able to get through the ups and downs of the markets. Yeah, there's some tougher days or weeks or months, and there's some great ones to celebrate. But just like I talked about with my boy Carson last night and this morning after the Lions losses, look, we had a great season. We had some ups and downs. We didn't win every game. We had some injuries. We had some bad calls. But there's a lot of things to celebrate. We don't just burn our Lions gear now or throw everything away because we had a poor second half and didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Same thing with your portfolio. If you go through a bad week, month, quarter, or even year, that's not time to throw everything away. That's time to really reanalyze and reassess what is going on. What are you doing? What can you control and improve what you can control, Tony, whether that be your allocation, your diversification, your contribution or withdrawal rate, your exposure to risk, your exposure to fees, maybe your exposure to taxes. That's another crazy one right now, Tony. As we know, coming into the first 2 years of this next presidential term, 2026 is when the Trump tax cuts expire.
Yeah.
And tax rates, there's a lot of things changing and potentially changing in tax laws at that point in time, as if they don't every year. But when that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 expires in 2026, Tony, there's a lot of potentially huge tax changes coming. That those are things we should focus on, is knowing what we know, what can we do within our own portfolios to help, you know, I'll use the tagline of my book, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what folks out there need to be doing. And I think it is really important. I'm glad you noted that. And I think your point is great. And Brian said this at the conference, and that is, you know, presidents come and go. The market has been consistent. However, in election years, we do see market volatility. And you've mentioned that to me before, Jason, that, you know, hey, whether, you know, it's right before the election and right after, usually there's some pretty big ups and downs, but they usually end up, if you look at the ups and the downs, they end up evening out. But you get blips from things like presidential elections, but it shouldn't affect your overall plan. And, you know, if the party that you don't believe is going to be good for our economy gets elected and you see the market go down the day after the election, that is when people typically panic and start sell everything. Don't do that, right? Don't you let emotions or the election dictate what you do with your finances without talking to a professional like yourself first about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the whole gist of it is, you know, don't freak out. I mean, yeah, we're going to have these emotions, and investing sure is a very emotional thing. And, you know, our heart's going to race and our stomach's going to get those butterflies. And that's all well and good. Those things happen. But be very careful. Be very conscious of everything going on around us, and don't allow those, like you mentioned, blips, where if the market goes down for some reason or up for some reason and you panic, or you... Please don't let that happen to potentially derail your retirement, to derail your portfolio, and maybe miss out on a day, a month, a year of great opportunity. Because really, at the end of the day, you're right, Tony. The market goes up and down. We look at those charts historically. 73% of the time, the market has went up historically. So 7 out of 10 times, it's good. It's going to be a positive year. The percentages of big years in the positives and big years in the negatives, it blows my mind. We've had way more years that are in the 20 and 30% or more gains, and a heck of a lot less years that are in those 20 or 30% losses. So
yeah,
when the market goes down, number one, it doesn't go down as much as often, nor as much generally. So
sure,
staying diversified, staying properly allocated, using a trusted professional advisor to help you, a team of advisors like myself and my office here, I would say, yeah, be careful this year. It is going to be turbulent. It's going to be turbulent. It's going to be a rough ride.
It is.
But as long as you're diversified, your portfolio is built to plan for the best, but prepare for the worst,
yep,
you shouldn't have to worry about making knee-jerk reactions at the wrong time because something didn't go the way you thought it was going to, whether that be politically or any other matter, for that matter, Tony.
Yep, exactly. And that's why I'm going to give away more copies of your book, which is Empower Your Retirement, Plan for the Best, Prepare for the Worst. As you said, it's a guidebook on how to do just that. Just pick up the phone. There's no charge, no obligation. We'll cover the postage even. If you want a copy of Jason's book, call 989-835-7203. That's 989-835-7203. And you can also get our contact information on the website. And there's a lot of other great information there, too. It's GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Again, the web address is GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And if you fill out the contact form there, somebody will give you a quick call back and touch base with you. Tell them you heard it on the radio show, you want a copy of the book, or you'd like to set up a no-charge consultation with Jason and his team there. I think that's fantastic. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and this has been a great show, Jason. I'm thinking about calling this, there's a C.S. Lewis book that I loved as a kid called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and I think I'm going to title our show today The Lions, the Weather, and the Financial Wardrobe. How about that?
I like it. I like that, Tony. That's great.
Because we've covered those topics.
It is. And I love to, you know, anytime we can tie in a local team like that, like the Detroit Lions, and look at just what they've done to this, the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit and even across the country. I mean, I think it's been an awesome thing, and we're not at the end. So I think to have the title of the show talk about the Lions and then obviously talk about the crazy weather that we've had and talk about financial, you know, your financial wardrobe, your financial positions. And again, focusing on all those things in life, as well as everything else in life. And let's make sure that we're spending all of our time and efforts and energy on the things we can control, Tony. I've talked about that a lot on the show. I talk about that a lot in my book. It doesn't do us any good physically or mentally or emotionally to get too stressed out and overwhelmed by all the things out there we can't control.
Right.
And then all we do is complain. I can't control. Yes, those things are happening. Yes, those things are out there, good and bad. But if we spend most of our time, energy, and efforts working on those things that we can control, generally things are going to be better and smoother through the ups and downs. And when things don't quite go our way out there in the world, whether that be politically, financially, at the end of a football game, whatever that might be, if we've focused and concentrated on things that we can control and we've done the best we can at those areas, generally that's going to make things all that much easier, smoother to get through during the good times and the bad.
I think that's great, Jason. As always, you really wrapped it up really succinct and to the point there. Listeners, you really need a plan in place. And Jason, I know that's a big part of what you do for your clientele there. You get a plan in place and help them stick with it, even in an election year, even when the weather's bad, even when you have a big loss or the market has a big loss, like the Lions did on Sunday. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on, hey, it's a great team. And, you know, one season doesn't make the team. There's next year, and you've got to plan ahead. You got to keep that Lions gear handy because I think you're going to need it again next year. I think you're going to have a great team, Jason.
Oh, we will. Don't you worry about that, Tony. We'll definitely keep. Matter of fact, we'll accumulate more Lions gear over the year. I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
We all just hope and pray that the Lions, you know, we can keep as much of our team together and move forward.
Yeah.
You're right. Build on these successes and awesome experience. And, you know, it ties me right back to, you know, you mentioned having a plan. And I think that, you know, the few things I want to point out here before we go today are, number one, you need to have a written plan.
Yep.
And having investments, a 401k, an IRA, a Roth, that's not a plan. Those are tools or vehicles inside your plan, but you need to have a written plan that says why you have what you have, what it means to you, what it's doing for you, and what should be happening with those tools or investments inside the plan during good times and in bad. So number one, have a plan, written plan. Number two, review your written plan. What a great time now. I'm sure the Lions had game plans going into that game, and I'm sure now all the coaches and the players are reviewing those plans. What did we plan for? What happened? What went good? What went wrong? So have a written plan. Review your written plan. We review most of our plans with most of the families we serve, Tony, excuse me, on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, semi-annual and or annual basis. So review those written plans. Do not be afraid to change those plans. Update them. I'm sure you're going to see changes coming with the Lions and every other NFL team out there, but you're going to see the Lions change their plan a little bit in the offseason. So have a written plan. Review that written plan. And do not be afraid to update or change that plan to help you stay on track. Remember, spend your time and efforts on the things you can control. Don't let the outside world derail your retirement.
All right. Well, on that note, we're out of time. That's a great, great thing to end with there, Jason. Listeners, if you want a copy of the book, be one of the next 10 callers. Jason has a great book he wrote, Empower Your Retirement. Call 989-835-7203. You can also get your plan in place. Set up a consultation to get your financial plan in place. 989-835-7203. And that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., are affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.